The dangers of ransomware is all over the news. And now we learn that, for weeks, 60 members of Congress from both parties have been locked out of their data regarding their constituents. I'm Kim Komando with Why Maybe This Attack is Actually a Blessing in Disguise, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Getting the United States Congress to pay attention to anything, and much less to actually take action, is a monumental task. But now, at least 60 members of Congress have, themselves, become victims of a ransomware attack. And by the way, congressional insiders tell me that the number of members affected is actually much larger. The target was a tech company called iConstituent. It provides congressional members with a direct way to communicate with residents in their districts. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a lawmaker who's been personally victimized to get the wheels of laws moving. Get more tech news 24/7 at Komando.com. This show is over, but a new one is within reach. Get Kim Komando Explains wherever you get your podcasts. You're going to love it, and you're going to learn something new. I promise. What are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting.